Good morning. Thanks for joining us. 1022.
Hey, did you rush out and buy the new iPhone 5? Apple sold more than 5 million of those devices in the first couple of days after it hit stores, and it's expected to launch that phone in another 22 countries on Friday. But some folks are complaining already about dramatic battery drainage with the new phone. To find out what's going on, Ken Colburn from WTOP's Data Doctors is joining us live now. Welcome back, Ken.
Good morning. I'm actually talking to you from my iPhone 5, so if I cut off in the middle, you know I had a battery problem.
Uh-oh. Well, what are you hearing about this? Is it true that the new iPhone has a bigger battery drainage issue than previous versions?
The answer to that question is yes and no. It depends on the user. I actually, on the phone I'm on this right now, on Saturday morning, my first day after a full charge, within 2 hours, I had lost 30% of my battery life.
Wow.
And one of those 2 hours, I was walking, not even using the phone.
Well, so what's causing the problem? How's that happening?
The first thing I wanted to question was, why did all the reviewers, if you look at every tech review out there, none of them said anything about battery drain issues. So I started really looking into that. And it seems to be that there's a relationship to those of us that restored a backup from a previous iPhone onto the iPhone 5. There seems to be a more likely issue with those kinds of folks. So I went and looked at my location services and notifications and noticed that a lot of apps had those two turned on.
Mm-hmm.
By turning off all of the ones that I don't necessarily need my weather app to tell me when it thinks that I should know that the sun is shining even hotter. You know, I can turn that stuff off and save a lot of battery life.
Now,
and that's what I did, and it made a huge difference on my phone.
Really? Have you been able to tell how much of a difference? I mean, as we look through the notification and location options and decide to shut off a number of those, how much of a change can we expect?
Well, like I said, I went from that 30% drain in 2 hours to the next morning on Sunday. I went 2 hours and probably had about an 8% drain. I mean, it made a dramatic difference in my case. You also have to understand that we're on a device that has this 4G LTE. It's a really high speed, very power hungry way to use the internet. And folks that had the HTC Thunderbolt, it was the very first Android device that had 4G, had a similar complaint. So there's a couple of points of perspective here. One is, if you use it more and you use these power-hungry devices more, you're naturally going to get more of a degradation. Two, we've seen just about every single upgrade to the iOS, the actual operating system, because people that have an older phone like a 4S that upgraded are also complaining about crazy battery life. I'm pretty sure we're going to see an update from Microsoft here in the next couple of weeks to address this, because way too many people are having really strange battery issues that just don't – you can't tie it to just usage. I mean, people are complaining about usage or battery drainings when they're not even using the phone, like 10% an hour or something ridiculous. So I think there is a problem. Apple's not said anything, but I think they will be.
And Ken, we want to tell our listeners that we're not going to go through the step-by-step on how you can remedy turning off the notifications and that type of thing, but we do have a video of you doing that on our website at WTOP.com. You just have to search iPhone, and we can help you fix that problem by turning off those notifications. Ken, thanks
again,
so much.
You got it.
We appreciate your time, Ken Colburn of the Data Doctors. And, of course, you can hear the Data Doctors Monday through Friday right here on WTOP 142 every